code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on February the 4th, 2008. People who email me, the newcomers, I always tell them to go into the website rather than just email for questions and answers. Go into the website, cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and download as many talks as you wish. If you'll find, as I say, I always scatter the information through all the different talks, because everything in a way is scattered, and yet it's interrelated. All knowledge really is interrelated. You don't get a complete story from A to Z on any particular item in history. It's always scattered all over the globe, basically, and all over the past. Also look into Alan Watt's sentinel.eu. And you can download transcripts in the various languages of Europe and print them up and pass them around to your friends. I get email all the time from people, generally again people who have been listening for a few months or who are just catching on that something's happening or been happening and getting wilder as the weeks roll by, to do with security, and it's making everyone nervous. And I tell them, don't panic and don't just download yourself with lots of data trying to catch up quickly. You have to take your time and absorb what you can manage at the time, or you'll freak out and break down. And don't take all the stuff you're getting and then pass around to your friends hoping they're going to understand, because you've got to be selective as to who you try and spend your time with, because that's what it's all about, is teaching maybe a few people. They used to say in the days of Plato, if you manage to change the lives of five people in your entire lifetime by what you knew, you had really exceeded. You'd done very well. And it's no different today when you're doing it verbally on a one-to-one communication basis. Most people, even when they think they're waking up, are really looking for some answer to keep the system that they have been brought up in. And they're used to, they're trying to keep that system the same, just as it is now in my life. And they don't realize that part of the system was just the upgrade done by the big boys for a particular time. And the upgrade we're going through now is for the next time, the time to come. Because we live in a long-range business plan. That's how the world is arranged. It's no secret if you go back into the old history books and read all of the people involved in the setting up of the League of Nations, which eventually transformed into the United Nations. Read what they had to say, and read too about what the problems that they foresaw would be, and the ways to overcome those problems. And some of them even suggested having another world war after World War I. They called World War I the Great War, the Great War. And eventually renamed it World War One. I'll be back with more on this particular topic after these messages.
Mm-hmm. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix, going over some of the problems that people will come in to run into when they try and pass on information to other people. And I was talking about the League of Nations and the problems they foresaw in achieving their goal to a global system, a system that had already been talked about for over 100 years when the League of Nations was formed. Karl Marx talked about it, and other social revolutionaries talked about it. And these characters were generally journalists who were paid and promoted by the big foundations that had already arisen. The foundations themselves were run by the rich men of the world. They were also working in collusion with the big royal families of Europe, because they all had charters at that time to actually exist. They'd have a license to exist as a big foundation. And they had royal charters. A royal charter really is above government or parliament, because in Europe really, especially in England, royalty is still a separate form of government, no matter what they try and tell you. Everything that's passed in parliament has to be eventually signed by royalty to be law. And with the League of Nations, they wondered if more wars would be necessary after the first one to bring society to its knees, so they could bring in this new world system. And the world system was still to be based on a mixture of Darwinism and socialism brought together. Now, Darwinism is still based on survival of the fittest, and these big, great movements that came along in the 20th century and had revolutions, whether it was Nazism or communism or the Mussolini version of socialism, still fascism, they were all pretty well the same. They came out of this great idea of, they called it the natural aristocracy running the world, the intelligentsia. But the intelligentsia would still take commands from the royalty, those already ruling, and the rich men of the world, those who already owned the commerce and the means of production of the world. And that in itself is quite a story, because we take so much for granted. We don't think, very few people think through any particular thing that exists in their lifetime when you're born into it. For instance, someone somewhere at some time had to say, we're going to make gold the most precious item there is. And it would be the ones, of course, who had discovered this, and the ones who already knew where to mine it. But it also meant they had power, or would gain power, by introducing it into society, having it replace barter, and then running the country, because the third man, or the middleman, always ends up running the other two, the two who are bartering. And even with diamonds, who decided that diamonds were precious? Why is it precious? There's lots of other stones out there, but they actually give it a particular currency or financial value. Outside of industry, really, it's only used for show, but the show was often worn around ladies during weddings and so on of big, powerful families. And supposedly, they could buy and sell countries with some of these jewels, and in essence, they still do. They buy and sell countries, because it's the same boys who run the commerce, who run the particular diamond industry. And the history of Africa has been one of incredible exploitation that's still ongoing, because the royalty of Britain let Mr. Cecil Rhodes take over South Africa. At one point, he created Rhodesia, start a war with the Boers there. And the whole idea, this movement out of Oxford, England, was to take over the world's wealth and resources. That has never stopped. And the Africans have been exploited ever since for their wealth and their minerals, but they don't get much in return for this wealth stuff that goes on auction at Sotheby's and other places. Big rocks, as they're called, have been bought really with incredible lives, because revolutions are often funded by the big diamond and gold companies, so the companies can get in there and do the digging. After all, the people there who are living on the surface are not using the land. That's what the big companies will tell you to justify their actions. And this is called regular trade practice. The hiring of mercenaries, fomenting revolutions, putting in your own puppet men, and giving him a cut of the loot while you enslave the public to work for them. We don't live in a nice world. This is not a nice place to be. It's a place where something that's called greed or avarice seems to be running the whole show. Now, what is greed? Ask a person what greed is, and the greedy person will never say it's greed. You'll try and rationalize it. But outside your natural wants, then really anything on surplus is really greed. Yet this system is called a natural system because it exists while we're born. We adapt into it. We're trained to work within it. And we're trained as well that anyone can get to the top in this system. And that's impossible, since there's only one chair at the top for every particular department that you fancy going into. That means there's a lot of people at the bottom don't even get over the first level of bricks. main system is an aberrant system, created obviously by aberrant people an awful long time ago. And that is what some people today have concluded who have written about psychopathy. The psychopath is technically the same as everyone else physically, but there's an anomaly within their brain or their mind somewhere. They have no conscience, but they do like to acquire. And often they acquire simply for power's sake. Power itself is a drug to them. And having power over others is very important to them. Therefore, it's only natural in a system that encourages success, which means you have more of the paper or the gold or the diamonds or whatever the currency is than anyone else, then you're very successful. Even at the expense of everyone else, then you're classified as successful. That's a deviant system, because having overabundance, the stuff you could never, money or wealth of any kind, that you could never use in your own lifetime, or even pass on to a family, you could pass on to thousands of families, that there's something aberrant about that need to have that much. They accrue and accrue and accrue. So naturally, they are the power structure in this system, because this entire system is theirs. The commercialized system, the Pavlovian work for your reward system, is theirs. They run the world's commerce. They run the stock exchanges. Not too many of them have to get into the stock exchange every day, and they do. The same ones over and over. And they'll put $20 to $40 billion in each and make incredible sums of money on interest as the money is flipped across the globe. When banks close for the night, other ones open in other countries. They decide which countries will be lifted up or maintained or which ones will fall. Not too many people. And we are taught to believe this is all quite natural. No one truly, even the economists, can completely explain how the stock exchange works. They can't do it. Years ago on the BBC, there was a documentary on the fallacies of economics. And some of them called it the myths of economics. And a few people, a few professors who'd left the whole school of economics were discussing its bogusness. It was completely fake. It was more of a theoretical religion than any actual science. And that's true enough. It's not meant to be understood by the general public. It's meant to sound so incredibly complicated that we better leave it to the experts who happen to have the longest teeth, because they're the wolves. That's how simple it is to run this kind of system. And those families, those extremely rich, rich people, run whole countries through the institutions of those countries. Institutions, remember, become part of your culture. They do create policies. The things that you think or you take for granted, even the big banking institutions, they will say that it's something that society needs. We fill a function and a service, but it's more than just a private business. It's a supposed societal necessity. But they all work for the same people, really, those who own the system. And you have the very, very, very old families that, especially in the U.S., who came over from Europe and in England, and they're still running the country today. Meanwhile, the same people give us the fake system to believe in, which is some big concept called democracy, where you're allowed to vote for people. That's the only right you have under a democracy, is the right to vote. You don't have the right to demand that you kick out politicians when they fail to come up with all their promises. That's never been done, never will be done, because the whole thing is a fraud. I'll be back with more after the following messages.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Hi folks, Alan Watt back with Cutting Through the Matrix and trying to show you that the problems that we face aren't simply a matter of getting anything back, and it's not just a matter of maintaining that which we think we have, but it's a matter of thinking out a completely different system altogether, because this one will never be given to the public, never ever. The public now have become the problem. The population of the earth now is the problem of those who run the world, the sciences, the economy, and they've decided they don't need us all, at least the quantities they've had in the past. And since they themselves, with their own sciences, know the destruction they can wreak, or and the havoc they can put out there, they don't want to have massive world wars like they had before. Because they don't want to perish, you see. But they know that they've got to bring a global system in so that there's no more threat of war, and they must then have everyone monitored as they bring the population down so that they don't have internal strife within. Although they must use terrorism as the reason for keeping control over the populace. It's all to do with control. The elite have always controlled the populace. But now, in a global society, since they must maintain power and control, and you must need government, then they must have a threat. The threat will be you. you are the terrorist, and you'll have thought crimes and all kinds of crimes, and there'll be new kinds of confession, probably to computers that read your mind. That's what it's all coming down to. We can't get justice by simply asking for it. We have to work towards it. And any justice in the past, the little parts that we gained once in a while and lost quite easily, were always done by working hard towards it. Now we've got Vic from, this is Babylon here. I guess that's New York, is it?
Alan.
Yes.
Pleasure to meet you.
How are you?
I'm lovely. At the end of 2001, the man wins. I know it's an allegory for the next age. Well, in the next age, we're robots, so why doesn't IBM win?
Mm-hmm. Well, IBM, again, is the I-beam, the beam from the eye, the big eye. And IBM is just HAL as well, H-E-L, the letter behind it.
Right, but their plan is that they're going to win, so why is it that the man gets to be God?
Well, they are gods as far as you're concerned at the top. They are gods as far as they're concerned. They've always believed that in the higher religions. And people who can read any of the, even the standard orthodox religions, if they can understand and they have a background in the histories of them, they will see that. It's written, it's carefully hidden within them all for the small few.
I'm just curious why it's the reverse in the movie. Why would they let the man conquer the computer?
Well, the man has not conquered the computer. I mean, which man are you talking about?
The guy in the movie. He defeats Hal, he kills him. And become
oh, yeah.
God. But
yeah.
They're going to win. They're going to be gods. We lose. So
yeah.
Why did they let that happen in the movie?
It will happen in the movie if you allow yourself to go into a digitalized, computerized matrix, which is coming. It's the interfacing. So once you get into that interface, you're not in charge of the programs or the language or anything else in that computer. The whole trick is not to allow yourself to be enticed into it, because the road to hell is very enticing. And it will be made very enticing to interface with computers and be in a virtual reality. So don't go into it. That's the warning right now. Those who do are gone.
Interesting. I have a friend that used to be the mayor of a major city. Does that mean that he could be in the dark about any of this? And if so, would he help anybody if he knew? Or is he definitely Masonically connected?
He would be Masonically connected, and okay. he would follow orders. Again,
even if he knew the whole agenda?
I doubt he'd know the whole agenda at a mayor's level.
So, I mean, if you were awakened to that fact, do you think he would do anything to help people, or would he break his orders?
He would stick by his own particular clique. They always do. It's the old school tie and all the rest of it. They stick by their own particular clique or lodge. I mean, guys have always joined these particular groups down through history, always for their own purposes of basically benefiting themselves. He will stand by himself and what suits him and rewards him, rather than society, I would presume.
Damn, that's what I was scared of. Where,
yep.
Where can I go to get these UN documents? Because I need something to concrete so that I can show people, so I can get my family the hell out of here.
You'll have to go into... Well, even start off with the Earth Charter. Just start off with the Earth Charter.
Okay, where do you get that?
You can get that on the internet there.
It's
the UN Earth Charter. Now, Maurice Strong was the front man that was put forward. He's a Rockefeller boy, and he was put forward to give it to the public. The Rockefellers drafted it up, and the Rockefellers are amongst the biggest bankers on the planet. And here they are telling you about this wonderful new society they're going to bring in, and how they're going to do it, and how we're one big global village, etc., etc. And so the trick of the wolf has always been to convince the sheep that their interests lay in the same direction. And it starts off with a standard thing, but read right through it, and you'll see the little bits about politics there, about populations. You don't quite see control, say bringing under acceptable limits and all this kind of stuff.
Okay, so
and look at the whole evolution thing, too. They keep saying evolution because that's their religion as well.
Okay, so if you just Google Earth Charter, you're going to find it.
You bring it up, yeah. Thanks for calling. I'll be back with more after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the Matrix. Just to follow up on the last caller there, the Microsoft has announced it has a couple of departments working on the interfacing. Now, whenever they announce something, it's been done a long time ago. They might have someone at a lower level going over the same stuff again. But they have little gizmos you can put on your head, and these things send ultrasonic messages into your brain. They can read your brain. They can understand you. In other words, the computer will then start to read what you want, anticipate your moods and all the rest of it, and your moves. And eventually this is to go into interfacing. And it's all to get you ready for what they already have and have had for a while. And that's a chip right in your brain. But you got to get used to this step first, you see. It's, they don't want to bring out the end product right away. It'll frighten you. So they've got to get you used to it and used to it until you actually see pictures in your mind itself. You won't need a screen eventually. It will work directly on in the occipital lobe of your skull, where all the optic nerves come back to. That's the optic region for your eyes. And you'll hear the sounds in your temporal lobes as well, where you're, at least one of them, where your sound is located for the ears. And that's all ready to go, but they've got to just get you ready for one mouse people it is. You just train them intergenerationally, and we're on a roll now. They don't even need one whole generation. One generation used to be 70 years. Now they can update us so quickly, but there's no normalcy to hang on to. We have nothing to compare anything to, and they can steamroll ahead. And we do. We steamroll ahead with them, like a stampede, gobbling up all of this technology without questioning where it's going or what's the intent of those who gave it to us. Remember, the military-industrial complex were in charge of this before they gave it to the public. So they never do anything to free you. That's not what militaries are there for. Now we've got Harley from Michigan. Are you there, Harley?
Yes. Good evening, Alan. How are you this evening?
Not so bad.
Good. I want to say real quick, I did receive your books, and I tell you what, I'm halfway through, and very good, very well put, how you put it together, that the books are very, very good and very informative. I wanted to tell you that first and foremost. My question is, I wanted to go back to what you're talking about, and when you're talking about business, and I was telling a friend today that business is inhumane. It's an inhumane thing to do business. And I said to him that if you look back when Abraham Lincoln so-called freed the slaves, it was just to basically tilt the war for the North to win, because there was 4 million slaves, and they were making about, in the South, in the industry in the South, was making about, I believe, somewhere from $2 billion to $4 billion. So, and I said to him that you have to go, and if I did a little research, and if I'm not mistaken, and maybe you can help me with this, again, inhumane business is where I believe J.P. Morgan, who helped loan monies to the banks in the South, you know, for the cotton and the cotton gin and things of that nature, but he also got his money from the Rothschilds, from the Bank of England. Am I correct, or
yes,
am I a little bit off?
Yeah, yeah, he did. They were all connected together, these bankers, even Kuhn Loeb and company, that were also involved with the Civil War, like the Jacob Schiff and all these boys were involved with it. And, in fact, I think the Kuhn Loeb guys were even ran the uniform service and had one dyed blue and the other one gray. I mean, these guys ran both sides of everything. But you're quite right. All wars are economic, but they're to create social change. Like Quigley said, it creates social change.
Right.
And what you had was almost an industrialized North and a corporate takeover taking over the South.
Right. Right. Yeah. And the thing is, and I was saying too, is that if you go back and went back to the Mayflower Society or the first pastors that came on Plymouth Rock. And that's interesting. They called it Plymouth Rock.
Yeah.
The thing is that when you go back and you look at the descendants from the Mayflower, you will see that they have actors, writers, presidents, major lawyers, senators from their genealogy. And again, I was explaining to some people that it's all about eugenics. That's why I said when you vote. Oh, and by the way, I have officially of 2008 will never ever vote for my life because it's crap.
Yep.
Okay, it's all crap. It's a facade. It's to make people think they're doing changes. But as a DVD I have from Aldous Huxley, he says, if you give people enough bread and wine and circus, then you can put any kind of propaganda you want on the TV, and they'll go just like train rats. They'll just go right along with the program.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. We live on promises, and they don't even have to fulfill them anymore. And we never learn. They never fulfill them, but we never learn to vote the next bunch in.
Right.
And it's a circus. It truly is a circus with balloons and funny faces and hats. And that's what the public go for. It's quite astounding. And it's a distraction, because if the public realized that you're under a totalitarian system with very old families, as you say, these old families were from the... I always wondered why specifically they mentioned the Mayflower. Mm-hmm. Into the histories of it and just who exactly these people were. And they were not poor little people at all.
No.
They were rather wealthy people, very old families even already when they came over, mm-hmm. and specific breeding and all the rest of it. And they still run the U.S. today, so you're quite right on that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, and then one other thing, and I'm going to get off, but I want to leave you from a quote from Hillary, or I should say Hillary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She said, In a public speech not too long, I believe in California, he said, are you ready for your blue-collar green jobs? I'm going to hang up, and I'm going to let you elaborate on that.
Yeah, and I've seen people take up from there, other people, politicians and so on, and talking about the creation of green-collar jobs to replace the old blue-collar jobs. And in a sense, too, remember what a collar is. In its true form, a collar is something that binds you by the neck. We should remember, see, there's a lot of esoteric wording that we use every day in the exoteric form, but we don't realize where it comes from. But we have collars, and you're collared. When you're collared, you're caught. And people were caught in their jobs, the blue-collar workers. They were tied to their machines, you might say. Now it's the green-collar jobs. You'll be tied to Mother Earth, this whole world agenda, where you serve the ecology as well as the economy, and that's what's all part of it. It's the little coding, plus green, even from ancient times, was always the secret color of this particular group. It was also the secret color of the Communist Party, their sacred color, not just the red one for revolution, it was green. So this is the old nature worship, religion type thing, and the belief that those who are the top predators have the right to rule the lessers on the planet. That's what Darwinism was all about. It's a very old religion. Darwin was just part of, and they were exposing it under a scientific term or terminology. Now we've got Rick from California. Are you there, Rick?
Oh, yes. Hi, Alan. How are you doing?
Not so bad.
I just wanted to make an observation. If you'll pardon me for my jittery voice, I was... I've caught a form of autism from the shots and everything. But I noticed that I just want to make an observation that some of the callers who call into the show, who say it's the blacks and the Jews or the ones who want to argue with you about Christianity, that they're very self-confident and very eloquent in the way they speak. It's almost like they're spring-loaded and they got an agenda, like they're working for somebody.
Oh, they do have an agenda. They do have an agenda, and there's no doubt about it. I'm always intrigued by how governments run, again, the people by creating divisions and saying, look, you can't handle yourselves. We must rule over you and create these laws to handle all of you because of these different factions. But when you go into the particular groups that create the dissensions, you'll find that they generally work for the government in some capacity or another, as some kind of operative. That's standard procedure. I don't think people know, for instance, that Ernst Zundel, that came to Canada as a landed immigrant, and who single-handedly brought in the hate laws. The hate laws would never have been passed in Canada if it hadn't been for Zundel, who shot to fame over the course of a year or two, right up the Supreme Court of Canada, over his supposed questioning of the Holocaust. Now, I thought, no, he was a landed immigrant, and under the Canadian laws, they wouldn't even have had to have put him in a regular court, never mind put him through that, and the federal courts as well, the Supreme Court of Canada. That was to give the man publicity. So you need the cause to get the effect. And he came across. His right-hand man was Grant Bristow. Grant Bristow supposedly was a security guard who had lots of money, who gave out the private telephone numbers of very wealthy Jewish people in Toronto and told the skinheads to go and phone them up and harass them. Mm. And so therefore you've got the Jewish people complaining about these skinheads and racists. Grant Bristow was exposed in the Toronto Sun as being a CSIS operative. He worked for the Canadian CIA.
Wow.
He was also Jewish.
Wow.
That was the right-hand man of Ernst Zundel.
Yeah, some of these callers sound very professional, like when they, what I mean?
Yeah.
And now I wanted to ask you something kind of what I brought up last week. I know that the PEPFAR, the AIDS thing in Uganda that the president is doing is, I know that it's, probably a front, and I don't believe the propaganda. But I guess my question is, when you see so much propaganda for it and very little balance, how do you fight something like that without fact to... or without, evidence, or do you get evidence to, ammunition to expose it, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Which actual part of it, though?
PEPFAR is, like the antiretroviral treatment program in Uganda that the president's accelerating.
Yeah, well, we do know that the drugs that they got figured out under the United Nations, that's got a nice history of depopulating already, with its free tetanus shots that they sterilized a lot of women with, were the ones who advocated this. And personally, I wouldn't trust the UN with anything.
Yeah.
However, the drugs they're giving, the ones in Africa, and we're all paying for over here to send them over, are drugs they won't even give to your cancer patients. That's how what these drugs were initially designed for, but they were so toxic, they killed the people off quicker. So that's just what was getting shipped over to Africa.
Oh, yeah, because, see, I'm helping a journalist, an independent journalist, you know, like with websites and documentation to help, you know, for him to help him write his papers about, because he's writing about the Congo, how they killed 10 million in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
The U.S. and Israel and England and Russia and all that.
Oh, yeah, because, again, there's diamonds and everything in there, and there's big, big business, yeah.
Yeah, and also I wanted to bring up that a lot of the violence in Kenya, it turns out there was an agenda behind it. It's actually being orchestrated, and I even read some plans. Somebody forwarded me some plans.
Yeah, people don't realize that Europe, the European countries were involved in Africa for hundreds of years. They haven't stopped.
Yeah.
And they went there to get all of the goodies out of Africa, and they're still doing it because there's so much wealth and minerals and diamonds and gold in Africa still to be gotten. I mean, that the world's chromium supply came from there for, 50-odd years. So it's incredibly wealthy, but unfortunately for the big boys, there's Africans living on it.
Yeah, I also want to make... I have a suspicion that they want to get rid of Africans because they have some knowledge in their tribal... In their traditions, they have some knowledge of ancient history, of advanced civilizations in the past.
No, what they had was the ability to be independent. All independent peoples, and they call them primitive religions at the top.
Oh, yeah.
Or arrested civilizations. Arrested civilizations are those who have made all the tools they need. They don't go into sciences and create bigger and better and newer. They're called arrested civilizations. They were slated to go extinct back in the 1700s, when the first major economists that worked for the British government wrote their different essays on them, and John Stuart Mill came out with a list of peoples that would have to either adapt or mimic the white man, he called it mimicking, meaning work the same way, or they'd have to perish because they would bring down the superior society if they're allowed to continue. This is a eugenics program of extinction, extermination.
Yeah. Oh. Also, before I hang up, I just want to say that I'm reading Plato's Republic right now, and it's great. I mean, it has everything in there. It's just like you're talking about. He even talks about how the person who knows how to stop disease can secretly introduce it as well.
Yes. So. Yeah, it shows you how much they already understood all that time ago.
Yeah.
About society, how to control them. You'll see the elitism there with the aristocracy. He was one of them himself. Mm-hmm. And he was quite blunt about their right to rule the lesser peoples and breed them for specific tasks, the commoners they called it. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Alan. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for calling.
All right, have a nice day.
You too. Yeah, those civilizations that are completely independent were to be eradicated. And in a sense, you see, it's almost the only opposition that the elite ever had were people who were completely independent from their system and didn't need their money, didn't need their factories to give them steel axes and so on. They could make whatever they needed, and that's anathema to them. They can't have that. This world has to have everyone interdependent, which really means completely dependent on your masters who own the means of production, as they call it themselves. The ones who have all the wealth and own all the things we supposedly need. That's the sad truth of it. And they were very open about it from the days of Malthus, Thomas Malthus onwards, that these particular societies, including the American Indian, that could not adapt into an 8-to-5 or whatever length of job he had, and into commerce, buying and selling, punctuality, all of those things, then they would not be allowed to come through. This is very akin to Hinduism. In fact, most of this inner religion goes back to Hinduism. The higher esoteric understanding of what some people call higher Freemasonry. It's really Hindu. It's really a form of Hinduism, because they talk about ages too. You find ages even in the Old Testament, the Book of Job, where they talk about all the ages, and it talks about the different constellations moving on their travels and dominating and so on. And so they always use the stars to explain their agenda. And you'll find that there's nothing new under the sun, as they say. They use these ages. The Hindus talked about the waves. They called it waves, how we ripple through waves of time. And at the end of the final last ripple before it starts again, people, everything perishes except those who are fittest to come through. All inferiors must perish by law. They can't come through. I'll be back with more after the following messages.
The Berkeleyites' unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. Okay, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. 6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, cutting through the matrix. And going back to one of the other callers who was talking about Morgan and other big bankers involved in the machinations of major events within the United States, you couldn't do better than a book that's called The Robber Barons. You can get it used. The Robber Barons. The subtitle is The Great American Capitalists, 1861 to 1901. by Matthew Josephson. Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H-S-O-N. Matthew Josephson. It's an excellent book. It tells you the cons, how they used all the taxes to build their own railroads for nothing, how they paid off various congressmen, how they even brought down a Great Depression before the 1920s and late 1800s, when Gould and a few other ones got together, and Morgan, and collapsed the banking system while they pocketed all the profits. All by design. And nothing was done about it. Because these characters are untouchable, you see. As I say, the rich men of the world have the laws written to suit themselves, to make sure they're always kept in the clear. They can't be brought in because they simply have laws passed that allows them to do the kinds of things that they do. It's no different than the terrorist bill, or the anti-terrorist bill, or whatever they want to call it. You find that Bush and all the rest of them had laws made that gives them the right to do what they're doing. That's how simple it is when you front for the big money boys. You make laws to suit yourself, so that it keeps you in the clear, so you're never really breaking a law. You can't break a law when you've already set it up that you can't break it. You give yourself permission to do that which would have once have been illegal at one time. It's very, very simple. Now, these same characters want to bring in their wonderful interdependent society where we all take on the color green and walk around with flowers in our hair, I guess. And meanwhile, they'll control us through all these massive bureaucracies and various enforcement agencies and sterilizers and all the rest of it, because that's on the agenda, that they go for your children first. Although I noticed in Australia, interestingly, they brought a gadget out there where they can put a chip or basically plug the man's deferens where the sperm comes up in the male. You can plug it and set it off or on remotely to work to block the sperm. Now, Australia is hardly overpopulated, and I'm sure they're wondering why so much money is going into that kind of research in Australia. Well, you see, China is going to be the dominant nation in that whole area, or region as they call it. That was decided long ago with the Institute for Pacific Studies, which is a branch of the Royal Institute for International Affairs. When they set up the trading blocks, Australia is going under the dominant one, which is China. China is the model state for the United Nations. They already have their great depopulation program, one child per family, and that's to be a role model for the world. But those in its immediate vicinity, which have to come under their jurisdiction, will follow suit. And that's why Australia is leading the charge for this depopulation idea. That's why also they brought on out the one last week to do with it's a sin to have more than one child in Australia. It's a curse on the environment, etc. It's all connected because Australia and New Zealand go under China eventually. Now, from Hamish, myself, up in Ontario, Canada, it's good night. I mean, your God or your gods go with you.
Gold has been